This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Never know what's going to pop, man, on the text page. But Steve Smith Sr. having an affair with a Ravens marching band member or whatever she was or is. We pose a question. Who would be the athlete you'd be most likely to forgive? Who would be the athlete you'd be most likely to hate if they had an affair with your
Houston,
wife?
The Houston area.
Yeah.
I proposed this to you last night, and I could tell you were skeptical, and I thought it was gold, Sean.
It is gold. You were right.
You never know. You got to throw it out there, but people are intrigued. Because I feel like if Altuve were to have an affair with my wife, I would feel betrayed by my wife, but I would feel bad for Altuve that he had to just go through this ordeal.
Jose, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would feel somehow responsible. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jose. The whole thing
would end with an apology to Altuve.
Yes, you'd be angry.
It'd be a whole lot of mishmash, yada, yada, yada. Like, but the bottom line would be you'd be apologizing to Altuve.
Don't worry, Jose. We'll move on from this. Yeah. Nobody will know and everything. Yeah, whereas there's other athletes where it'd be the exact opposite.
Good morning. This is Astro Rocket, John. By the way, we'll get to the list in just a second that a major, major oversight made by the folks at MLB.com. Good morning. This is Astro Rocket, John. I think if Brock Osweiler had an affair with my wife, I would divorce her out of embarrassment, not out of meanness.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Yeah.
Good job, Ben.
Threw it right into cover two.
Fires would have an affair with your wife, then rat her out and claim the moral high
ground.
Yeah, he would. And claim the moral high ground's the best part of that.
He'd be like, oh, I thought she was younger than that. Yeah, that's what he would say.
Yeah, yeah. Andy Reid. Hanging, that's not a Houston area athlete or person. Andy Reid, she knows nothing about football, so that means he would have picked her up based on personality.
So is he saying you'd be mad at Andy Reid?
I think, okay,
forgiving of it.
It almost sounds like confused more than anything.
I feel like an older man. That's my weird thing. I guess my weird thing about this
weird
completely
thing about
hypothetical
older men?
Thing.
Yeah.
No, it's because I feel like the older you get, the less you are biologically driven, and then you're just being a jerk. If you're an older guy and you sleep with somebody's wife, it's like, all right, dude, you've been around long enough. Like, just control yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
If it's a younger guy, I'm more forgiving, and they can't control certain things.
Whatever it is. This is a compliment on the text page for me and you here. This is from 0358. There's nothing better than smoking a fatty in the morning and listening to Payne and Pendergast on the radio.
All right.
I mean, the sports knowledge is incredible, but the comedic value you both bring is also incredible. Please don't ever stop. And Seth, burn another one, baby.
I know. This is my sister and I are both this way. People are convinced that we're potheads, despite just not at all being... And it's usually said as a compliment by people who smoke.
We're potheads.
Yeah, so yeah. I guess it's good that I can get on your wavelength without supplementation.
Dude, if they ever legalize it here, our show's going to blow up. Oh, my God.
Well, it's, I mean, there's certain things that aren't legal. That
yeah, that's, yeah, 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 yeah. So thank you, sir. Or ma'am, I could be, I guess.
Yeah.
Young lady sitting around smoking a fatty listening to Peyton Pendergast. I appreciate you guys. We'll read some more of your text to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. All right, folks at MLB.com. I see headlines of articles, and I get very excited to read them with great anticipation that there will be an Astro or two mentioned in said articles.
Yeah. Okay?
For example, there was one yesterday. I might even have it in here later in the show, that was like the 9 biggest improvements at a position that were made in the offseason this year. I'm like, well, for sure, Christian Walker is going to be in there. You know, the improvement. And sure enough, number 2 on the list, Astros first base, second base. So I got to read that, and I got great joy. I got great tingly feelings all over reading about my baseball team improving. Most indispensable. This is by Will Leach, who used to run Deadspin back in the day. One time I read an article about on here, and you went off on me that I was valuing Will Leach's opinion as if it mattered. It was funny.
What was Deadspin?
It was a few years ago.
Yeah, no, because Deadspin, okay, because there's 2 different versions of Deadspin. The original version, they actually did some good journalistic work.
That was him.
Right, but then the second version of it, you read an article off of Deadspin, not Will Leach. The new Deadspin after that came back was like a complete trash, just like race baiting.
I may have done that, but yeah. I am thinking of an MLB article I read with Will Leach.
Okay, where you gotcha.
At any rate, so Will Leach has the most indispensable players in baseball. 10 stars whose teams need them the most.
Yeah, I thought for sure.
I don't have to go very far till I get to Yordan Alvarez.
Right,
article like this, right. Here we go. Here, you ready for a ride? Buckle up. Bobby Witt Jr., shortstop Royals. That one I can get with. He is indispensable. He is one of the best players in baseball. And by the way, all 10 of the guys in this article are indispensable to a degree to their teams. Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge, Yankees.
All right. I mean, it would be nice if he was good in the playoffs.
In the regular season, he's indispensable.
He's indispensable in terms of them failing in the playoffs, I suppose.
Yeah.
But sure, especially without Juan Soto. So this year, yeah.
But there's 10 guys.
Given, it bothers me with Aaron Judge because they don't bring up how bad he's been in the playoffs, and yet they mention it with another player in this
list.
Oh,
do they really?
List. Yeah.
Okay.
So he does it basically saying, like, well, where would you be without Aaron Judge? I don't know. I don't know. If you had Yordan Alvarez instead of your Aaron Judge, you might actually have won a World Series. Series or two.
Put it this way, I wasn't mad seeing Judge the first time I read through this article until I get to the end. I realize Yordan's not here.
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez, Guardians. I mean, these are all good players. Tarik Skubal from the Tigers.
Yeah.
He's their ace.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Number 5, Julio Rodriguez, Mariners. Okay, now we're getting. Rodriguez is a good player, but. Like, we're starting to veer into some range.
No, here, and then this one, when you read this next name, this is where it all falls apart. And there's a couple of the next couple ones. For Yordan to be off this list, but for Carlos Correa.
6th.
To be the guy that they can't do. They've been doing without him.
Played half the season.
He had one of his best career years last year, if you want to include just the 86 games that he played.
86 games, and they were firmly in the playoffs all year long. He was back at the end of the year when they choked it away.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a team full of guys that are injury prone.
Yes.
Like, which guy is that? So then you go to, who's after that?
Paul Skeens.
Pirates. Oh, Paul Skeens for the Pirates. Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
They got one good baseball player.
Mike Trout.
What the hell? They've been doing without Mike Trout for the last 4 years.
Well, they have sucked without him.
I know, but how is he indispensable if he's not actually done anything for them?
I'm with you. Trout has played 36, 119, 82, and 29 games over the last 4 years.
This is all that, like, trying way too hard to be clever. When you put a guy, this is like when the people that wanted to claim that Peyton Manning was the MVP of the Colts year, they went 2-14 because he was injured.
This is the one I thought you were most upset with. The next one I'm going to get to here.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the list. Kyle Tucker, Cubs. He hasn't played a game for them yet.
Right.
How do we know how indispensable he is to the Cubs when he hasn't played a game for them yet? It's highly unlikely, this is the paragraph, Tucker is going to pass up the opportunity to hit free agency next winter, meaning this is the only season the Cubs are guaranteed to have him on the roster. In other words, they better make the most of it while they can. I don't disagree with any of that. It doesn't make him the 9th most indispensable player in baseball.
But this was the part, the one good part of this article was something that jogged something within me in a good way.
Go.
That's when I had to go take my walk to go poop at the 7-Eleven, Sean. This one got me moving this morning.
7-Eleven that you pooped
yeah,
at?
Yeah, no, it's actually, it's a, I can't, it's a gas station. It was super clean.
Really? Okay.
I had to, well, because the Chick-fil-A was closed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And those are always
Google
closed.
Maps said they were going to be open.
Okay.
But they
so
were
what,
closed.
What got you fired up?
Unlike in Houston, where Tucker typically was surrounded by the likes of Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, and Alex Bregman, the Cubs offer less support. And that part of it got me excited.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, yeah, you know what? All right, Kyle Tucker, go be a big hero.
Michael,
go be a big hero in, without all this strength around you.
All right, so of the players who left the Astros this offseason,
yeah.
Alex Bregman, Kyle Tucker, I'll
Ryan
throw in
Presley.
Ryan Presley. I'll even throw in Yusei Kikuchi. He was an Astro perhaps last season. Yeah. Which one are you rooting for the most to fail?
Kyle Tucker. Yeah. Because
huh?
Again, also, like, hey, it's not, Kyle Tucker's had some big moments in the playoffs,
yeah.
But he hasn't, on the sum total of it all, he hasn't been a good playoffs
yeah.
performer. And he's always had this terrifying, sphincter tightening Yordan Alvarez next to him in the lineup, and or close to him in the lineup, that also provides benefits for
Bregman
him as well.
Bregman just did
and
way Bregman, more for me.
Bregman gets on base and does it. Yeah, like Kyle Tucker, yes. There's and I don't know, what is it about Kyle? It's going back to when he was a rookie, and basically A.J. Hinch had to say that, oh, you know, Kyle Tucker's got to have the same level of urgency as these
yeah.
other guys. He's always felt a little bit like he doesn't fit in with the classic Astros golden era vibe.
Yep.
He's the one that I'm most easily just to like. And you know what? Because he phoned it in on defense the last couple years, too. I think Kyle Tucker is at very great risk of being a guy that once he does get his big deal, that's pretty much it for Kyle Tucker.
Mm.
I don't know if he cares, and I don't know if he's as passionate about baseball as all of those other guys we've mentioned.
I love that take right there. The Cubs are now the favorites.
Stupid weak chin.
In the NL Central, he does have a weak chin. Not a good chin at all, you're right. This is the rest of the paragraph on Tucker. The Cubs are now the favorites in the NL Central, largely because they have him. Man, that's interesting. Is Kyle Tucker a guy that swings a divisional race? See, I've seen Yordan Alvarez on teams that include Carlos Correa and Kyle Tucker. And I can tell you right now that Yordan is the guy that leaves the biggest freaking hole in a lineup when
yeah.
he's not there. Like,
yeah.
Yordan's
bad, yeah.
His OPS, he's the one that correlates most to winning with the team. Like, when he goes,
yeah.
how he goes, the team goes. The difference in OPS for Yordan in losses versus wins is by far the biggest gap on the team. You know what I mean? Like, for most of the guys on the team, they're like around 700 in losses, and in wins they're like, you know, high eights, low nines, the good players I'm talking about. Yordan Alvarez last year at any given point in losses had an OPS of like 650, and in wins had an OPS of like 1100. Like, he goes, the Astros go as he goes. I can't believe he's not mentioned in this article, especially considering there's two former Astros in here.
Well, and Aaron Judge, for instance, like Aaron Judge's OPS in the playoffs is, I want to say it's 760 or something above average.
It does not feel that high.
Right. It's 768 in the playoffs. Yordan Alvarez's OPS in the playoffs, 944.
That's against the best of the best.
Right. Yeah, and in big moments and in
big
World
moments.
Series and what have you. And Kyle Tucker, likewise, is just, he's not been great in the playoffs other than some big moments.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
His OPS in the playoffs, 685.
Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
Dude, below 700?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Will
so,
Leach.
Good luck being the hero of the team for 1 year up
I
here
was,
in Chicago.
I was shocked that Yordan Alvarez is not mentioned in this article.
It's disrespect,
it.
Sean.
It's disrespect.
Disrespect is
we need,
what it
we
is.
Need some, we need some good old-fashioned disrespect.
I'll add him. You know what? Just based on that, Yordan would have been one of the guys that I would add to the list.
You'd have been
like,
okay?
I'd be more forgiving if it was Yordan
it was
that
Yordan.
My wife had an affair with.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, all right, man, I get it. Just listen, just... I'd be more mad that he might tire his legs out. I'm like, hey, it weakens the knees, Yordan. We need you.
Right, right, right. Every affair has a story, Brock Osweiler.
Hey, Brock, I heard you've been sleeping with my wife. Well,
every affair really has a story.
Everybody, I know, there's some unique circumstances
oh
that led
God.
To this, Seth.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That is funny. I forgive Dan Pastorini. It would be an honor. Chuck. It would be an honor is my favorite part of that. Oh, man, that's funny. Why do the Astros wait so long to play their regulars in the spring? Could this be why they get off to such slow starts? That's from Lacey.
Well, in the past, at least part of it was that they'd played so deep into the postseason. They
yeah.
had to manage this year after
excuse.
Year after year. Remember, that used to be some of our excuses for when guys got off to slow starts.
Yeah. We don't have that anymore.
Yeah, as far as, I mean, most teams, I would say more teams than not, don't play their starters hot and heavy early in the season.
Early in spring training.
In spring training, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. I haven't really noticed it being a thing. I think, especially with aging guys, yeah, you're just working them in. That's all. You're just working them in slowly. 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Let's see. Go ahead.
Did you oh, no, no, no. Just as far as the other stuff in spring training. So we're waiting this. We probably won't get to see a game today because it's going to rain all day. We might see Jose Altuve in left field since we're talking about starters when they
Fingers
play
crossed.
In spring training. They said not in the first week. So midway through this week or so, we'll be rounding out the first week of games.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll see him or not. I'm excited to see it if we do. Cam Smith laying eyes on him in person. I'm excited about that.
Yep.
And then all of the, you know, DiCenzo reportedly did a lot of good work in Puerto Rico and in Ohio in the offseason. Where
oh, yeah?
The single A manager there, I'm blanking on his name. He was working with him a couple days a week, just you know, making a transition to playing outfield.
Well, there's you know, for a lot of these guys, man, like there's a legitimate opportunity to make the team, like it's
in a
not,
way that we haven't, yeah, to a degree that we haven't seen before. Just having an open competition at second
yeah,
base,
yeah, yeah, or in left. I mean, I know Altuve's playing left field, but there's clearly I think there's like. At least a couple spots that are up for grabs right now among non-pitchers on this roster.
There are legitimate spots up for grabs. You know, right field certainly is up for grabs. Chaz is there, but Espada flat out said that Chaz is going to have a shorter leash this year than he did last year.
Yeah.
So DiCenzo and the other guys that factor into all of that, that's going to be super interesting. And then at first base, the big difference this year to last year was – last year we were wondering, like, so what are the? I mean, is this really what's their plan at first base? You've done nothing, except that they kept talking high about Jose Abreu.
Yeah,
there was. So this is a much different feel about first base going into the
oh,
year.
Oh yeah, you
you're set. You're good to go.
You're set. Absolutely. And you've got a GM who, if you're one of these young guys, you got a GM who ain't afraid.
Yeah.
To pull you into the mix.
It's the exact opposite of how it felt during the golden era when there were guys that were definitely ready to be in the majors, but there was just no spot for them.
Yes.
Where now it's like, okay, there's going to be spots, hopefully not too urgent to need like it was last year, but there's going to be opportunities.
Makes this part of the calendar more fun. It needs to make October more fun.
Yeah.
October wasn't as fun last year with a team that wasn't as deep. Two games, that's it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday, live from West Palm Beach. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture. If you're watching on the YouTube and Twitch, right next to me there, and then Academy Sports and Outdoors sending us here. Really, really, really appreciate their generosity. So Pro Football Focus put up their top 101 players. How many Texans made it? Biggest surprise that didn't make it, we will unveil coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. We're live in West Palm Beach. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors sponsoring our trip here. Fingers crossed that we'll see baseball today, but it's been raining pretty much since the start of the show, so we'll see. But we've got you covered. Follow us on social, on our Instagram and our Twitter accounts, and we are keeping you immersed in everything we've got going on.
We've got a really cool Airbnb.
Yeah.
There's a pool. There's a lake out there with we don't have a jet ski, but the people next to us do.
Maybe we can borrow it.
Or just take it.
Yeah.
And they're probably not.
That's my way of
borrowing. Probably vacationers or something.
Yeah.
And then we've got – it's a fully – this is the weirdest thing. It's an awesome stocked – Airbnb. Yeah. Awesomely stocked Airbnb. Really, really good. Two different types of waffle makers. We've got,
yeah, you got very
we've got the square ones
that.
And we've got the Belgian waffle. The like the the hotel one that you flip upside down and everything.
Oh, that like swing like the
yeah.
like it's like on a hinge almost and it
yeah,
flips
that you
over.
Flip upside
yeah.
down. So we've got that. I'll make Belgian waffles tomorrow morning, but there's no toaster.
That's weird.
Like how do they got everything. They've got three different types of food processors and or blenders and but no toaster.
One. They must have one somewhere. We got to check with the owners.
So anyway, it's a great spot.
It is.
So we'll follow the Sports Radio 610 account on Instagram, and especially when we start going to the baseball games, we'll document our journey.
Yeah. We're waiting to hear from Spo. Adam Spolane was over at the clubhouse this morning and see what's going on over there with the Astros. So if we hear anything good, we'll have it for you here first on Sports Radio 610. So Pro Football Focus put their top 101 player list out, Seth, and you know it's largely based on their ratings with some subjectivity kind of mixed into it and
yeah.
whatnot. Texans landed five players in the top 101. Five in the top 83, actually.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think so.
It's not like they're loaded to the gills,
yes.
but they've obviously got some very good players.
There's usually, in lists like this, there's usually a direct correlation in number of players and what your record was.
Yeah.
You know, and I think
imagine that.
The team with the most is usually the Ravens. You know, they're always pretty good. The Eagles, I think, got nine guys into the rankings as well. They're the Super Bowl champs. Here are the players that landed in here for the Texans. I'm curious your reaction to this, and I can predict the reaction to at least a couple of these from Texan fans. Laremy Tunsil, 83
right.
overall. He's the 83rd best football player, according to Pro Football Focus.
Which, and Pro Football Focus, of course, does that thing they always do, which kind of annoys me, is that they'll bring up how awesome his pass protection grade is, and yet not point out that, okay, well, if he was the sixth best pass blocker in the NFL, why is he the 83rd best player? Well, because it's a combination of run blocking and penalties.
That's a good counterpoint.
Penalties,
right?
Penalties, yeah. Penalties. Yes. Right. Yeah, whenever somebody tells you, hey, this football player is really good at one thing, like, all right, how is he at all the other things? He's really bad at them.
Yeah.
So Laremy Tunsil made strides in his run blocking, and he obviously got a lot better at the penalties in the second half of the season. But I think that we've always known, okay, there's more in him than just being a pass-blocking specialist. You don't have a swarmy offense if your best offensive lineman is a pass-blocking specialist.
Yeah.
He's got to be a more complete football player to be genuinely worth the contract that he has. But he's awesome as a pass protector.
He is.
He's 100% is.
He's a really good football player. Any of you Texan fans that are clamoring for them to move on from Laremy Tunsil, I don't know that they do that. I mean, there's independent of the cap ramifications. Like, it's not a great cap move to move on from
yeah.
Laremy Tunsil, even if you trade him. So, yeah, like, that would be my big question with Laremy, Seth, for this year, is, like, are Nick Caley and Cole Popovich the coaches, the coordinators and position coaches that finally kind of maybe get through to Laremy and get him to a level where he's not committing those silly penalties and he does value his run block?
Well, I mean, I think they did midway through last year.
Yeah.
I think it was a different version of Laremy Tunsil. He actually looked upset with himself when he committed penalties
yeah.
at the second half of last season.
Yeah.
Instead of blaming anybody and everybody and feeding his little propaganda into the beat writers about how it's not his fault somehow, even though nobody else is having those issues with false starts.
Around the league.
Somehow it's not his fault,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right, along their own offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so Laremy Tunsil, 83. I'm fine with that. Danielle Hunter, 68th on the top 100. Danielle Hunter, this signing of Danielle Hunter has gone about as well as you could have hoped it would go for.
Yeah.
That it would go for the Texans.
Yeah, I think, and especially it worked out really well with him and Will Anderson. If you add a defensive lineman who can get really good push up the middle, then it can become a truly ferocious pass rush. And I think the other part of that, too, is a defensive tackle that can also, when the quarterback is flushed, a guy that's athletic enough to sometimes come around and replace and contain the defensive end when he takes an inside move. That's the one little thing that's keeping them from being just a fearsome, nicknameable pass rush.
Yeah, he had 74 pressures this year?
Yeah.
Danielle Hunter? That's an ungodly number, man. He was really, really good. Speaking of Will Anderson, 51 on the list. Will Anderson, his jersey number, he's 51st.
I put together a highlight reel of him this weekend.
Oh, nice.
It's on my I think it's on my Twitter. It's on my YouTube as well. But it was fun just because I did it after listening to his interview within the loop where he talked about how, hey, he's not the same type of pass rusher as Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter has a Euro step. He's so polished in so many ways. And Will got more polished, but at the end of the day, he's all about power and speed and brute force in a lot of ways. And when you look at his highlight reel, half of his highlights are him just blowing dudes up. A running back comes to try to chip him, and he just destroys the running back straight into the quarterback. Or he's just speed rushing to the outside or taking a power move to the inside. And it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because it is that just – it's a powder keg. And it's cool having a complement of different pass rushers between him and Danielle Hunter that you can mix and match – from week to week is, okay, I'm better suited against this right tackle, you're better suited against the left tackle, and it gives you some versatility from week to week.
If you're wondering why, my question would be, okay, well, why is they have very similar seasons, Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, just in terms of productivity rushing the passer. If you're wondering so why is Will Anderson 17 spots ahead of Danielle Hunter, he was elite against the run this year.
Yeah.
Will Anderson, 81.1. run defense grade, which was sixth. He's like top 10 in everything. Sixth in run defense, 10th in pass rush win rate, 10th in sacks, 9th in his overall grade among edge rushers.
I think there's two different guys that I think of with Will, if I would make loose comparisons to.
Yeah.
One is Nick Bosa, because Nick Bosa he's very polished with his hands, but he's not all bendy like Danielle Hunter. But the other is Michael Strahan. And Strahan, what was really good about him was that he wasn't pure speed, but he was really good with a combination of power and speed, but he also played the run.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa's not so hot against the run.
Yeah.
Partly because sometimes it looks like he just doesn't care about the run.
Yep.
Where Will is the opposite. Will definitely cares about the run. And I know people got upset in the Ravens game because they felt like at times the defensive ends were only focused on the quarterback or only focused on the run. That was by design. There's things you do when you go against a team like the Ravens where you try to simplify it a little bit. And on certain plays, look, you're playing the run no matter what, or you're playing the quarterback no matter what.
Yeah, you got to pick your poison. 43. This is the PFF top 101 players. You got Tunsil at 83, Danielle Hunter 68, Will Anderson Jr. 51. Number 43, Derek Stingley Jr. Which I was like, that feels low to me.
He's the only, by their grading, he was only behind Pat Surtain as amongst cornerbacks in their coverage grades.
Yeah.
The weird thing, I don't know what's going on with the defensive backs, but the fact that Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter had the lowest completion percentage allowed, the lowest passer rating allowed, and it wasn't like as a duo. They were 1 and 2 or 1 and 3 in a lot of different categories, and yet I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because it's the Texans that more people aren't talking about that around the league.
I agree, man.
That's rare to have two incredibly consistent cornerbacks like that.
That young.
I mean,
Stingley, it's his third year. It was the first year he played all the games.
Mm-hmm.
And Lassiter's a rookie, you know, who's drafted in the second round. There were other rookie corners drafted. Kool-Aid McKinstry went one pick ahead of him. You know, Terrion Arnold went in the first round, you know.
His 47.0 passer rating allowed and his 45.8% completion rate allowed were each the best marks among all corners in the NFL.
In the league.
These aren't advanced stats or anything.
No.
It's passer rating and completion percentage.
That's right, yeah, and yet he's 43rd overall.
All right, now I feel disrespected.
Disrespected.
Derek Stingley, add him to the list of guys that I would be forgiving of if he had an affair with my wife.
You're not. You would forgive Derek
Stingley? I would forgive
Jr.
Derek Stingley.
Okay, Derek Stingley Jr., Jose Altuve. Those are the two big ones.
I think so, yeah. I think I named somebody else along the way.
You may
but
have.
Those are the two big ones.
Yeah, you may have. Last one. This is the last one. Nico Collins, 25th on the PFF Top 101. And they said in the write-up on him that his postseason made a difference. He only played in, 11 games, 12 games in the regular season? So he missed five games, full games. But, boy, when he was playing, he was number one. He was the number one wide receiver in the rankings for most of the year.
The thing I want most in this world, above anything else,
Nico,
above and beyond happiness for anybody in my family,
I know what you're going to say,
is for Nico Collins to play 17 regular season games
in
the entire postseason.
I'm with you on that.
It's the only thing I want, okay?
In life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At all.
Take it all from me. I just want Nico Collins to play 17 games. for those wondering about C.J. Stroud, he did not make the top 101. Eight quarterbacks made the top 101. And I can tell you at least two of them, I'd rather have C.J. Stroud. Lamar Jackson was number one overall on the list.
Uh-huh.
He was number one out of the whole thing. Joe Burrow was four. Josh Allen was six. Jaden Daniels was 20. That's about where C.J. probably was. This is yet another thing where the Commanders and Jaden Daniels are mirroring what the Texans were a year ago.
Except that they were a genuinely potent offense, the Commanders were. Where the Texans in their rookie – the Texans in C.J. Stroud's rookie year were not actually a good offense.
They were just better than they were this past year. I mean, they, in 2023, they were –
They were a promising offense in 2023.
Yeah.
They weren't a genuinely good offense.
Yeah.
There were still a lot of things that Bobby Slowick still had to prove.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, he did not.
He did not. No. So Jaden Daniels is 20th on this list. Justin Herbert, 33. I give up on the Justin Herbert thing. I give up on
You hate him so much.
Well, I don't hate Justin Herbert. I do. I hate the fact that it seems like it takes the jaws of life to pull him out of these lists of elite quarterbacks.
Like, he keeps getting a pass because he had a promising first couple of years.
He's played in two playoff games, and he blew a 27-0 lead and then got blown out against the Texans and threw four picks in the game. So I get it with PFF that a lot of it's based on their grading, and he had a very, very efficient regular season where he only threw three picks. He didn't have eye-popping numbers, but he probably had his best regular season in terms of just how efficient he was, but 33rd best player in football, fifth best quarterback, get out of here.
I know, that's his second year in the league, he had 38 touchdowns and 15 interceptions.
Right.
He threw for over 5,000 yards.
Right.
It was incredible. And it feels like almost he's, just as CJ's getting a pass for this past season, because I think a lot of people still really believe in him, it feels like it's been three straight years of people taking a performance like this year, where I do think he was better than the statistics, but at the end of the day, he threw 23 touchdown passes.
Right, right.
He's the J.J. McCarthy of the NFL this year.
Yes.
There wasn't necessarily anything overly impressive about his importance. He did some good things within games, but I don't think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Right. He hasn't gotten close to what he did in that second season.
He's fifth. Mahomes is sixth, 39th overall. Baker Mayfield, 63rd overall for Baker Mayfield. I mean, I'd rather have C.J. Stroud than Baker Mayfield. I'll just put it out there. And Jalen Hurts, 91st Super Bowl MVP.
This would be an interesting year for Baker Mayfield without Chris Godwin, potentially.
Yeah, without and Liam Cohen.
Yeah.
You know, going to take that Jacksonville job. All right, I'm looking at an NFL shopping list for free agents, and it's separated into tiers. What tier do you want the Texans to start shopping for wide receivers in? We will do that coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Fendergast.
Let's go shopping, shall we? While we're here in West Palm Beach, let's spend
at
the
Best
text,
Buy.
At Best, Best Buy of NFL free agents.
I need a USB to C adapter.
Do you? Is that what you need right now?
We had a male to male. I need female to male.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm
in
talking
that kind
about.
Of mood.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what
about.
I'm into today.
Yeah. I dig. All right. So, Bill Barnwell has put out an extensive list, as only Barnwell can do, of NFL free agency on the offensive side of the football. And it is a I like when things are separated into tiers.
Right.
You know, it makes it easy. And the Texans need wide receivers, first and foremost, on the offensive side, and offensive linemen. So he's got this free agency menu here, and it's divided into six tiers at each position. I would love to know how long it takes him to put this together, man. This is a lot of work. But the tier one, let's start with the wide receivers. Tier 1 franchise players, there are none that are available this offseason. Now, T. Higgins might get paid like one because he's potentially the only one out there that brushes up against that. But he's listed in Tier 2 Pro Bowl caliber starters. And also Devontae Adams is a potential cap casualty.
Yeah, and so he has him in as a Pro Bowl caliber starter? That's an interesting one to
Devontae
me.
Devontae Adams, yeah.
Because Devontae Adams...
And Higgins.
So this is where I am with Devontae Adams. And it's tough because it's not necessarily his fault, and yet it's been
when was the last huge year he had?
Well, I mean, he had 1,063 yards last year combined between two teams.
That's not huge.
It's not a huge year. Yeah. Right, okay. So his last huge year was in 2022 when he was 30. That was the last year he made the Pro Bowl.
So he's 32 years old now.
He's 33. He'll be 33 this year.
I'm out.
Yeah, and that's that 32-year-old season for wide receivers. 32 seems to be when the vast majority of them really fall off.
Yes.
They're just not the same guys. So, obviously, between plunking between the Raiders and the Jets last year, it wasn't ideal. And yet, he had 1,144 yards the year before that. He's not the same guy. The name brand appeal of Devontae Adams is not what you're going to get out of him when he's 33 years old.
I wonder what the league thinks of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know what you and I think of him. I wonder what the league, if there's a team out there. It only takes one stupid team
right.
to do something
Well, and
dumb.
It doesn't mean that he can't. I think he and Stephon Diggs might be in the same category right now. Stephon Diggs, same age, or 1 year younger, Stephon Diggs. That's that. The name brand appeal is not what they are, as long as you're cool with that. But I feel with Davante Adams, there's even more of a Cooper Kupp effect, where people are envisioning like what they remembered from 3 years ago and thinking that they're going to get that same guy, and you're just flat out not going to get that same guy.
Now we're in the bin in tier three that I think the Texans should be sifting through the DVDs. You know what I mean? Capable starters, tier three, free agents. Marquise Brown, who you've brought up before.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, potential cap casualties, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel.
I like Marquise Godwin just because he's just got pure, unadorned speed. It's just, he can blaze it, and it can open things up for Nico Collins and whoever ends up playing the slot for you. I don't think it bars you from you're not going to have to pay him a boatload of money, so you still draft a receiver and bring anybody else you want in, not to mention Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie. I think you can get a kind of a nice complement of skill sets, including a rookie, and end up having a formidable group of wide receivers. It doesn't necessarily have to have the name brand appeal of some of those other guys, and you don't have to spend a boatload to do it.
Average annual salary projection for this group, $11 to $20 million.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think, look, I like Cooper Kupp much more as a cap casualty than I do a trade candidate.
Right.
I don't have to give up any picks for him. I don't have to inherit that Rams contract, which right now is $20 million. $7.5 million of that is a bonus that's due pretty soon, and the rest is salary. I'd rather Cooper Kupp get thrown on the street and like the idea of coming in playing in an offense that's run by Nick Cayley.
Unless the Rams are willing to pay a good chunk of that salary, he's probably going to get cut and released.
Yeah.
Cut and released. Especially degrading.
Both. Yes. Yeah, I know you thought we liked you, Cooper. We're cutting you and releasing.
Yeah, that would be
waving you.
That'd be the thing where you might have to think like, man,
and you're fired.
Yeah. If like wave is the nice way to say it.
Yeah.
If they actually released it and said we've cut Cooper Kupp.
We are cutting, releasing, waving, and firing you.
Firing him.
Yeah, scram.
He's not being released.
Go.
Yeah.
Leave. And Deebo Samuel. That's interesting. Coop, the two potential cap casualties have at least some degree of familiarity with prominent Texans coaches. Cooper Kupp with Nick Cayley and Deebo Samuel with D'Amico Ryans.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the in the building together, at least.
Yeah. No, I did.
D'Amico had to stop him in practice every day.
This is where I get nervous about the new coach bringing in the veteran from a team he's been on already, because we had that in Kubiak's first year. Mike Sherman brought in a couple of guys from Green Bay, and neither of them worked out at all.
Yeah.
And then the coach is less likely to have his blinders taken off about it. I'm hesitant of that. For a guy like Cooper Kupp, who hasn't been Cooper Kupp in neon in three seasons, I get nervous there'd be a little too much loyalty there.
Okay, let's split the difference between $11 million and $20 million bucks. Call it $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
2 years, $30 million. Which of these six guys would you want for 2 years? Of the guys we just named, Marquise Brown, Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Chris Godwin, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel.
Oh, if it was all the same.
All the same. They all have the same price tag attached to them.
Oh, Stephon Diggs coming off that ACL is hurting me. Oh.
That's about what he's probably
going
to get.
But he's an actual receiver, where Deebo Samuel is this weird hybrid. What the hell is he even?
I know what mine is.
Give me Stephon Diggs.
I'm Diggs too, man. Yeah. I'm Diggs too. Yes, I am.
Partly because that's an overpay for Hollywood Brown.
Yes,
because he made it all equal.
Yes.
If they can get Hollywood Brown
at
a reasonable deal, then I think that might be my favorite.
Yeah,
and if you're going to draft a wide receiver,
I'm with you at that price. If they're all 50, if they're all 2 years, $30 million, I'll take Stephon Diggs.
And if it's mostly, but in Diggs, the only thing holding me back is his ACL.
But that's been his only injury. You know what I mean? Like the other guys. You and I are on the same page with Diggs. But like Kupp, it's like nagging stuff. Deebo Samuel, I'm just worried about him, like what shape he's in. You know what I mean? Like the pictures have not been flattering of him this offseason.
But Diggs, yes, he's been very, very durable, but he's also going to be 32 years old is that age where it's dicey for wide receivers.
Yeah.
And he's coming off an ACL.
So you'd rather have Marquise Brown for like $11 million than Diggs for like 14 or 15?
No, I'd rather have Diggs.
Rather have Diggs?
So Diggs is my answer.
Yeah, yeah. The lower
final answer.
final answer. Borderline starters, high-end backups. Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks.
No.
Boy, yeah.
No. Brandon
yeah.
Cooks?
Brandon Cooks.
Get him off my list.
Brandon Cooks.
Get him off that list.
On my computer.
I don't need Brandon Cooks scowl back in my life.
I can't do anything about it. It's on there. So, yeah, those guys would be between $6 and $10 million. Now, they may be shopping. They need receivers, man. They may be shopping. In the bargain bin is $2 to $4 million. Tutu Atwell, De'Ami Brown, Noah Brown. There you go. Noah Brown guy on the text page.
People are asking, hey, where was Noah Brown? He could have helped at the end of the season. He was injured at the end of the season. He finished the year on IR.
DeAndre,
he was injured all training camp, and then he was injured at the end of the season.
This $2 to $4 million tier, actually.
But that is nice. I would take Noah Brown for that.
This
yeah.
$2 to $4 million tier has some interesting names in it.
Yeah.
I don't want DeAndre Hopkins back, but he's in this tier. Mac Hollins from the Bills did some good things.
I can't take Mac Hollins. In his...
Is
Listen,
it the
barefoot you and I are very no it's not the barefoot, it's the cosplay. Showing up in a different funky outfit all the time. We are anti game day cosplay on this broadcast.
DeMarcus Robinson, Rams.
Oh yeah.
7 touchdowns on 31 catches this past
year. He's
in
the bargain bin.
He's in the bargain bin. He's backups likely to net guaranteed money. So he's $2 to $4 million. I'll tell you what, I think there's a better chance if we're gonna pick former Rams,
yeah.
I think there's a better chance he's on the Texans as a cheapo like wide receiver 3,
yeah.
Then Cooper Kupp is on this team as a wide receiver 2.
Uh-huh.
You know, like
no,
a,
I think it's
as far
probably
as former Rams.
It's
go.
Probably more likely that you get a guy like Mac Collins or DeMarcus Robinson, a guy that's like a 500 yards a year type of dude, than you get one of the name brand guys
that
I
does
think.
The dirty work.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Think, and especially because I think they like, I think they're going to take a wide receiver in the first or second round.
Yeah,
one of those
too.
Two picks they'll use for a wide receiver. So that's where, if they're looking for traits and skills and upside, I think that's where it ends up being.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're live in West Palm Beach, Exclusive Furniture, Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shout out to both of you for getting us down here for hopefully a little baseball. It's still raining outside, so we'll see how today goes. But there will
be
baseball.
We'll be drinking in the pool while it's raining
if you guys
this afternoon, if not.
Be in an immersive experience of Seth and I drinking in a
literally
pool.
Literally immersive.
Yes, yes.
We'll be immersed in the pool. Cool.
Indeed.
We can do a breath holding competition.
Oh, I would
and there's
suck.
A bench press in the gym. We're going to have you max bench later on.
Oh, I'm on that.
We'll see how many reps you can get with 225.
Are you going to spot me?
Yeah, the video will be just you under the bar, and Spillane and I will be on the other side.
Oh, that's
we'll
be
off
like
camera,
right over the
but
top.
We'll be, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Let's go out and buy some. When I'm at Best Buy later getting my female the male adapter,
mm-hmm.
I'll have to get some dummy weights somewhere too.
Oh, cool.
Where can I buy dummy weights in South Florida? Oh, I bet this is the world capital of fake weights.
Yes.
For Instagram gym videos.
Oh, here in Venice Beach, California.
They probably got a separate warehouse for them. Influencers, come in here.
That's right.
Our 45 pounds only weights 1 pound.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday here live in West Palm Beach. Up next, a Nolan Arenado trade. Is this still a possibility? One thing a Nolan Arenado trade would do for the Astros that we can't say has been the case for a long, long time, and it's a positive thing. We will tell you what that is coming up next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.